So on page 6, we have some types of strategies. First, let's look at buying. What we need to look at is, what are the strategies involved in buying, and how do we get the level of chunking appropriate so that we can elicit the strategies easily and effortlessly and accurately. The whole behavior of buying is too big to work as one chunk. So what we can do is we can chunk it down into 4 separate, smaller chunks. Those being motivation, decision, convincer, and reassurance. So the motivation strategy is what gets you motivated to have something and buy something in the first place. The thing that triggers your motivation strategy are your values. Again, using the example of cars, let's say that one of your highest value for a car is reliability. And the car that you have starts first time every morning. Are you motivated to get a new car? No. But let's say, after a while, you turn the key in the ignition one morning and it doesn't start. You get the AA out or whatever it is. Then it happens another morning, and then another morning. And gradually the car that you have ceases to satisfy that value of reliability for you. That then triggers your motivation strategy to have you go, okay, I need to get a new car, or I want to get a new car. We already know what the last step of the motivation strategy is. It's going to be a kinesthetic internal, the feeling of motivation. Once you're motivated, you want something, you need something, then you enter your decision-making strategy. The decision-making strategy is how you decide that a specific car is the one for you. Out of all of the cars that you go and look at, test drive, talk about, whatever it is, how do you decide that the specific car is the car for you? That's your decision-making strategy. Running in parallel with your decision-making strategy is your convincer strategy. In reality, the convincer is actually a metaprogram, which we cover in significantly more depth on the Master Practitioner training. The convincer, though, is how you get convinced that a specific car is the car for you. There are 4 particular types of convincer. There are some people who are automatically convinced. There are some people who get convinced after a number of times. There are some people who are convinced over a period of time. And then there are some people who are never convinced. For somebody who's convinced over a number of times, and the most common convincer is a number of times convincer, and it's a convincer of 3, what would have to happen is a specific car would have to satisfy the person's strategy, decision-making strategy, 3 times before they'd be convinced it was the one for them. So they'd be gathering their information about the car, it would pass the test. Yep, that's the one. Then it would have to do that again, second time, and then it would have to do that again, third time. Once the car had actually successfully gone through their decision-making strategy 3 times, then that's when they would decide that particular car was the one for them. If somebody has a period of time convincer, let's say 2 weeks, a specific car would have to continue to satisfy their decision-making strategy for a period of 2 weeks before they would finally decide, yes, that's the car for me. Somebody with a consistent convincer, or somebody who's never convinced, or just will never be convinced. They'll go and look at every single car that there is, and they still won't be convinced that there's one particular one for them. Automatic convincer is where somebody's just automatically convinced they're convinced all the time. Once the person has made their decision, and they're convinced, they buy the car, or whatever it is that they're making a decision about. Then, either immediately, or certainly within something like a 2-week period, they will run their reassurance strategy. Their reassurance strategy is how they reassure themselves that they made a good decision. If they run their reassurance strategy and it doesn't run satisfactorily, that's when the person gets buyer's remorse. We already know what the last step in the reassurance strategy will be. Again, it's a kinesthetic internal, because it's the feeling of being reassured that they made a good decision. If you always satisfy someone's reassurance strategy, then they'll never get buyer's remorse. One of the best things to do in sales is to have someone run their reassurance strategy before they leave you. Then if there's a problem, you can handle it. And when they leave, their reassurance strategy can always be satisfied. Once they've reassured themselves that they made a good decision, they won't run it again. Also in sales, what we can do, and this is something we're going to look at later, is you can elicit someone's decision-making strategy so you know exactly how to sell them the car, or the training program, or the consultancy, or the idea, or whatever it is that you're selling. Those are the four strategies within the whole area of buying. Later on, we're going to be looking at the specific questions to elicit each of those particular strategies.